You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. We got a long weekend ahead of us, Tone. Any special plans?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I'll probably head upstairs at some point.
Wow.
I might go outside,
okay.
Walk the dog or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, buddy.
You know.
Paint the town red with that, like that, aren't you?
I might find myself on a golf course at some point.
You know what? You sound like, except the golf part, like you're in Mayberry and you're going to be hanging out with Floyd and,
yeah.
And, I mean, what are you... Del Malone.
All you have to do.
What are you doing?
Just open the jail and I'll walk in.
There you go.
Right? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the ACC gets bigger, Team USA gets tested, and Ronald Acuna Jr. hits a grand slam. But we begin today with college football. Last night, Minnesota squeaked by Matt Rule's Nebraska. Trent Dilfer's UAB won easily, and number 14 Utah beat Florida. This weekend, the marquee matchup is number 5 LSU against number 8 Florida State on Sunday in Orlando, neutral site. On Saturday, we have Deion Sanders in Colorado going to number 17 TCU. Wilbon, which game is more compelling to you?
The games aren't compelling. Deion's compelling. That's what's compelling to me, Deion Sanders. Let me go back to last night, though, Tony, because I watched two of those games. Obviously, I have some emotions anytime I'm watching Big Ten, and the Minnesota-Nebraska game. Was it the best played game in the world? No, but it had the tension that you want. And poor Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, they lose these one-score games. This has been going on for years. And we talked about this yesterday to set up the beginning of the season. And, I felt pretty good for Minnesota. But I just thought that that game was interesting. I'm going to root for the two or three remaining Pac-12 schools that there are, which means I thought, you know, Utah played pretty well. I like that. But, look, this is about Deion. I'm rooting for Deion. I want Deion to make all the people who hate him look like fools. I want to be with Deion. I may go to Arizona and sit in 100-degree heat soon. It'll be October by then. It'll be cooler. To watch Deion play Arizona State. I'm going to root for Deion. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know if they're going to be any good. I don't know what Deion has. I don't know a player's name. I'm just rooting for Deion to humiliate people. And he may get the short end instead, Tony. I realize that. But I'm with Deion.
So I'll deal with Deion Sanders briefly here.
Okay.
I don't give him much of a chance to win this game at TCU. I think when you bring in 1,000 players and you haven't played any games and you just practice, think it's very hard to know
ready.
What people know. Yeah. And so I think this could be their worst game of the year, and I would lay the 20 that TCU is favored in this particular game. The referendum on Deion is not this game. It's not this year.
No.
It's next year. It's not this year.
Yeah.
So let me get to the other game, which I think is a fabulous game potentially, which is LSU and Florida State. And it has national playoff implications, I believe. There's a lot of pressure on Brian Kelly at LSU, a lot. The women's basketball team won the national championship. The baseball team won the national championship. They hired Brian Kelly to win the national championship, and I'm sure he feels that. You don't want to be in a situation where Alabama and Georgia are way ahead of you, which is always possible. This is a game that I want to see, Mike, because when we talk about realignment, there's no realignment with traditional football schools like Florida State and LSU. They've been in these conferences for a long time. They know what they're doing. This, to me, is a big-time game at the beginning of the
season.
Tone,
agree with you. Yeah. It's a better game. The game, there's no question about that. Deion. And by the way, it's going to take weeks. It's going to take weeks. I might go a little bit sooner than you. You don't want to see Deion 0-8 and, you know, going into November like that. But he's the story to me. And I can't wait. And I'm going to watch the other game, too. And I'm going to call and bug the hell out of you. But I'm just saying.
Right.
Deion.
Yeah, okay.
Meanwhile. The Atlantic Coast Conference, will have 3 more teams starting next season. The conference voted this morning to add Cal, Stanford, and Southern Methodist University. While the conference itself will get about $30 million per year per team from ESPN, Cal and Stanford will accept lower payments. And get this, SMU will take nothing for 9 years, allowing existing members to split the remainder. Tone, did the ACC just get stronger or weaker?
Okay. No conference gets weaker when it adds Stanford. Stanford is the best combination of athletics and academics in the country.
Yep.
The best. Look, I feel badly that the Pac-12 has dissolved because of terrible leadership by Larry Scott and this new guy. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Stanford belongs in the ACC. But the ACC just added two wonderful academic schools, one private, Stanford, one public, Cal Berkeley, and they do other things than football and basketball. They're very good on Olympic sports, I believe. And they added a traditional football school in SMU, and they added television markets, San Francisco and Dallas. What I think the ACC has to worry about, Mike, is other conferences like maybe the SEC poaching their schools. Can the ACC keep Florida State? Can they keep Clemson? They're two big football schools.
North Carolina.
What about North Carolina, yeah, which to me is the traditional heart
with
of the ACC?
Yeah.
Those three schools all voted against adding Stanford, adding Cal, and adding SMU. So what does that mean for the ACC and those schools?
The ACC is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The whole thing. Conferences overwhelmingly, except for the money taken by, received by the member institutions, they're irrelevant. There's really two conferences. There's the SEC and the Big Ten.
And the Big Ten.
It's all going to be irrelevant.
Right.
Look, North Carolina, which basically begged people to take it, I know, because they wanted in on the Big Ten, which for whatever reason didn't take them. So, you know, you're right to wonder about North Carolina and others and say, you know, what might happen. I wonder if Cal and Stanford would rather be in the Big Ten. But, Tony, it's irrelevant. I don't care, because I don't care if Stanford plays Georgia Tech or North Carolina. I don't care. And their members don't care. You know how I know? Because we got Maryland and Penn State years ago, and I don't care about them. I don't want to play them. I don't want to see them come
Rutgers
to play us.
Rutgers. You don't like Rutgers?
Tony, Northwestern is there on Sunday, and I'm trying to figure out, do I even want to take the train for 3 hours? Because I don't believe in Rutgers. Rutgers doesn't exist to me. They're dead to me. They don't get out of my space.
Wait. Are you going to go see Dion ahead of Northwestern? What? Is that the news today?
That might be. Tony.
Wow.
Conferences are irrelevant. The ACC.
But here's all they have to do.
Irrelevant.
The ACC now has a bunch of money because they're not giving
it
out to these three schools.
Not that much.
And they found money, like the PGA Tour found money.
Yeah.
So give the money as a bribe to Florida State and Clemson to stay, because they're the only schools to play.
Man.
We move now to baseball and a great game last night where Atlanta hung on to beat the Dodgers 8-7. In that game, the MVP frontrunners, Ronald Acuna Jr. and Mookie Betts, were both great. Acuna hit a grand slam to become the first 30-60 man ever, and Betts hit two home runs, raising his August batting average to .455. Wilbon, the consensus has been that Acuna would win this award comfortably, but can you see Betts catching him?
He could. Of course he could. You got September. You got what used to be, before there were 47 playoff teams, the most interesting month in baseball was September in terms of regular season. Of course Betts can catch him. He's a great player. All the various stupid statistical analyses that you see at least do one thing. They put the month Betts just had, which you alluded to, with Ruth and Gehrig, or Ruth and DiMaggio, or DiMaggio and Gehrig, and you just go, my God, Betts just had a great month by any measure. So, of course, he can catch him. He's got September, and Betts can stay hot. I don't know that you can stay hot for two whole months, but, Tony, if he goes 2.5 weeks, he's going to cut the lead down. Acuna's out there, but he's also got some votes maybe going to some other teammates of his, and that may not help the race for him, but it's cool to watch it.
Okay. This is why yesterday I said that this series could be a real big deal. You have the two best teams in the National League, and I think that people would be inclined to vote for an MVP based on the team that finished on the top, right? I think that's a very reasonable thing. Now, at the moment, Acuna's team is 5 games ahead of Betts, which I think plays into this. Betts, Betts just had the greatest August since somebody we like to call Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
He had 50 hits and 10 home runs. Acuna's been doing this all year. Acuna just put himself in the record books alongside no one.
Right.
No one. Because right. nobody else has gone 30-60. I know you don't like stats, but these numbers are fabulous. Batting average. Acuna 337. Betts 317. Home runs. Betts 38. Acuna 30. RBI. Betts 98. Acuna 83. Stolen bases. Acuna 60. Betts 10. OPS. Betts 1.034. And Acuna 0.992. I want to point something else out, Mike. The guys who are likely to finish third and fourth in the MVP are in this series
in the game,
also.
In the series, yeah.
Freddie Freeman is batting 338, and he's on pace to become the first guy to hit 60 doubles since 1936. I had no idea nobody had done that. And Matt Olson leads the league in homers and RBIs. So this is, if you're going to watch a series, and last night's game proved it, this is the one, right?
Tony, it's watchable. It's just not important. Because they're both going to the playoffs. It doesn't, Tony, it doesn't matter.
Just appreciate the moment,
I know
moment,
you want
Mike.
It to matter because you and I want to get excited about September baseball. But, Tony, the players can't even feel what they felt for decades, for a century and a half, because they're all going to the postseason. It's like the NBA
so
or the NHL.
Grumpy.
Huh?
You're like taking a wet blanket and putting it on everyone's head.
Yeah, I'll take it off
you're
in
doing
October.
That.
I'll take it
and
off when we get to real
games. And I feel that because I have no hair on my head. Let's take a break. Coming up, have the Guardians' new acquisitions. I hate that name. Put them in a position to overtake the Twins.
No. Spoiler alert. No. And do Team USA struggles against Montenegro portend problems against Lithuania? And the tone, it doesn't matter.
This is great baseball. That was a great game last night.
It's great baseball. Yes, it wasn't.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time to find out what's moving the masses. I will get the first one and attempt to read it. After signing three pitchers off waivers, do you like the Guardians' chances of passing the Twins in the AL Central?
Nah. And look, in that division, there's one team I really care about, and the White Sox are so dreadful. I mean, they're at 460 games out of any kind of contention, wild card or division. So then I'm rooting for Terry Francona. I mean, I'd like to see him in Cleveland win at least the division. I don't know, the Twins. I don't know from the Twins. But, Tony, no, I don't really see them catching. I like their spirit. I like the fact that they're trying. They're all in here, even though they got the same record as the Angels. They're trying. But making up five games with, like, 27 or 28 left, I don't really see that. Do you?
Well, I think the pitchers have to be at least the good pitchers, the ones who were good. Right, Ronaldo Lopez and Matt Moore, they were pretty good. They got to be at least that good. And Lucas Giolito's got to
be a lot better.
Yeah. Because he was 1-5 with a 6.89 ERA. It's hard. They're five back at the moment. They only have three head-to-head. So they're going to have to get help from somebody else. And, I don't think that we can – stress enough how terrible the AL Central is. It's
bad.
Just a terrible league. And the thing you said before is so instructive in this. Here are the Angels. They're dead in the water. They have no chance. They are selling. Cleveland is buying, and they
same
have
record.
The same record.
Circumstance.
It's the same record.
Except the Angels
so
are playing in maybe
one
the
division.
Best division in baseball.
Failed
and
this.
Cleveland and the Twins are playing in the worst.
Here we go. Team USA got a tough test from Montenegro. Do you see the Americans as vulnerable against Lithuania on Sunday?
Not particularly, Tony. The Americans are vulnerable because we don't have any size, and particularly not any young size. You know, the size in the world is all on international teams, and this is what makes the U.S. vulnerable right now. You look, Tony, we're vulnerable, period, like a generation. When you have Ja Morant and Zion, and they're not even in the planet when it comes to the international representation of the United States in these tournaments, that hurts. That hurts American basketball. And when you don't rebound the ball, you are vulnerable. But Anthony Edwards, he evens it up and then makes you not vulnerable. He is going to be a player worth watching the moment the NBA season starts and he becomes a new must-see guy. So I don't want to get carried away with vulnerability. Yes, but we're not losing to Lithuania. That's not happening.
I'm just going to say this. The rebounding edge, Montenegro had us 48-31.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Jaren Jackson was out there for 20 minutes.
No boards.
He had no rebounds.
No, but he's chasing block shots, though.
I think you probably need size.
Yeah.
But
I also
want to be very clear about this point. I don't believe that the United States should ever not win the gold medal in the Olympics or should ever not win the gold medal in the World Cup. All right. Other countries are able to say we have 3 or 4 or 5 NBA players. We have all NBA players. We should never lose to Montenegro.
No.
We should never lose to Lithuania.
Well,
Lithuania is better than Montenegro. No, we should know because they have three. They're good. They have 3 bronzes in the Olympics and they have a bronze in the World Cup. But they're not the United States of America in basketball.
No.
We may lose a game here or there, but we should win the gold medal all the time because we're the best. It's that simple.
By the way.
So when you see a rebounding edge like this.
That's a crazy rebounding
disturbing.
Edge. Tony,
disturbing.
But there's other countries now that have all their players have played in the NBA or do. I mean, France has got to be pretty close. France, let's go check the French roster. Or have
somebody get in my ear with
now.
The French roster.
Huh? All French right? roster. Let's
Tony
go
Parker no longer playing.
No,
enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, another setback for Cooper Kupp.
And are Coco Gauff and Novak Djokovic vulnerable at the U.S.
No.
Open tonight?
No. Do you think they are? I don't think they are.
Coco Gauff could be.
You can't go 20 minutes with no rebounds, Mike.
No.
The biggest guy.
No, but he's out there to block.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 75th birthday tomorrow, Terry Bradshaw.
Ooh.
Bradshaw is one of the most popular and enduring figures in the history of the NFL. He was the Steelers' number one pick in the 1970 draft out of Louisiana Tech. He joined a team that was 1-13 and quickly became a dynasty under Chuck Knoll. Bradshaw was 107-51 as a starter in Pittsburgh, and he won 4 Super Bowls. After he retired, Bradshaw went into television as a football analyst and he appeared in a bunch of movies and TV shows. People like Terry Bradshaw. They like the Fox show he's on. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bradshaw has a great everyman quality. He laughs at himself, he's accessible, and forgive me, he seems normal.
You know what else he was? He was great. Four Super Bowls. Only Brady and Montana have, well, not even more for Montana. He's tied with Bradshaw. People don't mention Bradshaw's a great quarterback. Oh, he had a great defense. As if Tom Brady didn't play on teams with great defenses. Don't be stupid. As if Joe Montana didn't play on teams with great defenses. Terry Bradshaw was a great quarterback. He didn't throw swing passes 3 yards down the field. He threw it 50 down the field to Lynn Swann and Stallworth, and he got hit and didn't whine to the guy in the zebra shirt behind him. Terry Bradshaw,
nobody's
tough
arguing
guy
with you.
Great play.
You don't
play.
Have to be so vehement.
Great play.
No one's arguing.
I hate when people don't
happy
give
anniversary,
due.
Justin Verlander. On this day 4 years ago, in his first go-around in Houston, the Astros ace struck out 14 Blue Jays on his way to his third career no-hitter. That year, Verlander won his second Cy Young. Last year, Verlander won a third Cy Young and won his second World Series. He left for the Mets in a two-year, $86.7 million deal. After a total of 16 starts in New York, Verlander was traded back to Houston on August 1st. Verlander has gone 4-1 in his five starts since returning to the Astros. And unlike the Mets, the Astros are in the thick of the pennant race. They are currently tied with Seattle for the AL West lead.
You know, Tony, Theo Epstein is a hero to those of us in what we like to call Cub Nation. There's only one thing he didn't do that I think he would have over. I'd like to ask him sometime. And that was get Verlander, I think it was the year after. So it would have been 17. It couldn't have been any later than 18, but 17 or 18. Verlander might have given us a second one. But Theo gets a pass forever and evermore. 108 years, you win one. I shouldn't even be bringing it up, but I'm just saying.
Happy trails, John Isner, 6 foot 10 inch player, one of the most deadly serves of all time, is retiring from tennis after losing a 5-set match yesterday to fellow American Michael Moe. The 38-year-old Isner never got to the finals of a major, but he won 16 titles and was consistently ranked in the top 20, often the highest ranked American player. His serve was clocked as the fastest ever, 157.2 miles per hour. Isner's claim to fame came in his victory over Nicholas Mahut in Wimbledon in 2010, a match that took 5 sets, 183 games, and more than 11 hours on court spread over 3 days. Isner won the 5th set, get this, 70-68, ushering in the era of the 5th set tiebreaker, so that would never happen again.
Tony, he was north of 40 aces yesterday when I had to stop watching to get to the studio to argue and fight with you. But, I mean, even at this point in his career, all these years in, he put it past you. And Mo is an athlete. He got just aced more than 45 times, I'm sure.
One omission, Jeff Passan reports that MLB will keep its pitch clock rules as they are in the postseason. Players had expressed a hope for more time.
Shut up.
No, more time.
Get in the box.
It works. Come on, stop it. All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Alabama named redshirt sophomore Jalen Milroe as its starting quarterback against Middle Tennessee. Does that make sense?
I don't know. We'll find out in 3 or 4 weeks when Alabama gets into the real part of the season, the SEC games, whether he's a good quarterback or not. We'll see. Cooper Kupp had a setback in his recovery from that hammy injury and is now day-to-day. Are you concerned?
Yeah, he's the best receiver in football. Yeah, of course. Puerto Rico topped the Dominican Republic, and Brazil beat Canada at the FIBA World Cup. Which is the bigger deal?
Canada. Canada now has to beat Spain to not be eliminated, and Canada's got 7-8 NBA players currently on their roster off the top of my head,
yes.
So that's a surprise. Canada's supposed to be pretty good.
I understand that.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander among them. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami play at LAFC Sunday. What do you expect?
I expect the other coach to let Messi play and not put a sagging defense, and I expect one goal and an assist. Last one, Coco Gauff, Novak Djokovic, both play tonight. Are you smelling any upsets?
Let me first say, Wozniacki won this afternoon. I had her going out. Each of them, Tony, is playing the number 32 seed. Gauff could be in a little more danger, but I think they both get through.
We are out of time. We will try and do better the next time. Happy upcoming birthday, Kevin Gallagher.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Enjoy your holiday weekends, you knuckleheads. We're back Tuesday. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here is the U.S. Open.
Canada should be better.
Yeah.